Ah, we made it to the end of the week. That's right. It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. Oh, man, a bombastic blowhard broadcasting brilliance to everybody every week with sprinklings of alliteration throughout just because I am me. So there is this little story that is starting to gain traction, and that is the fact, supposedly, that Article 5 of NATO was in fact put forward during COVID. Now, what is Article 5? If you go over to NATO.int, Article 5 provides that if a NATO ally is the victim of an armed attack, each and every member of the alliance will consider this act of violence as an armed attack against all members and will take the actions it deems necessary to assist the ally attacked. So, how does this figure into the grand scheme of things? One, it then implies that COVID was in fact an attack. Now, an attack by who? It's up to anybody's guess. It could be the Chinese. It could be the domestic terrorists we have here in various agencies of the United States. It could be the transnational breakaway civilization that we hear so much about. The group of people that have trillions of dollars and assets and at their disposal to do whatever they'd like all across this planet and don't necessarily belong to any particular nation. And I suspect they could even be part of the global commons, much like Ghislaine Maxwell wanted to create with her own organization, Terramar. Otherwise, you're looking at what? If NATO Article 5 is actually put out there, that suddenly explains why all of these nations moved in lockstep to combat the virus. We're at war with the virus. Does everybody remember that kind of propaganda bullshit that came out? Remember when Trump brought out all these generals? Oh, yes, we're only using these generals because the Army and the Armed Services and the Pentagon, they've got the logistics network in place for us to get vaccines to where they need to go. This is something even more damaging, because if they did, in fact, invoke Article 5, as this rumor is said to have happened, then what you're looking at is a fascist society. You're looking at something extremely dark in the background making its way to the fore. How could this be fascistic? Well, one, it could be that Big Pharma has put its tentacles into every single agency, every single policy all across the Western world. And how are they going to make more money? They're going to invoke Article 5 of NATO to do it, which means that everybody is in a warlike footing and they use the military's logistics network to distribute their product. Then you hear all of the other rumors about how Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, they don't necessarily have the intellectual property rights for what's in these vaccines, what's in these shots. They got it from somebody else within DARPA or the Pentagon. All the Pfizer's did was just produce it and distribute it. They didn't create it. Now, that's also rumor, but it could make a lot of sense if that is in fact true. So let's look out for this story, but it goes to show you that old Chris Michaels is right yet again, especially when it comes to we are moving towards an extremely fascist society. Look at what's going on with freedom of speech in Kanuckistan in the north. Look at what's going on in Scotland. I was going to say in Scottsdale. Might as well be. In Scotland, with over there, where you can't say anything bad about anybody because they took offense. So you might end up in prison. Look at J.K. Rowling and the row she's in with all of this. That's what we are experiencing right now. And being that it's election season, we know for a fact we've got all of these ne'er-do-wells just ready to unleash nonsense. Daily Mail, back from February of 2024, revealed U.S. is collaborating with Chinese scientists to make bird flu strains more infectious and deadly as part of a $1 million project, despite fears similar tests unleashed by COVID. My goodness, what a prescient article, because in the New York Post, April 4th, bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID, scientists warn. Oh my gosh, how did they get this story so on the head? They knew. They created it. It's election 2024. They're trying to gin up the propaganda about bird flu being the worst thing since sliced bread. Well, I don't know if sliced bread is really that bad, but being the worst thing since Hitler. Another Hitler. That's all we need, right? Why? Because they want to try and lock you down. They want to try and basically take over the food industry. And they want to implement this non-meat society. I mean, there you can go into, I don't know how many rabbit holes that the damage of a non-meat society, a meatless society, would be to people. I mean, you can read plenty of studies coming from the Nordic countries. You're looking at Finland, Sweden, all the rest, and their prison systems. I mean, this is back when I was in college. Goodness gracious, that's a quarter of a century ago. Holy smokes. Where they would feed inmates soy-based products, specifically male inmates. Why? Reduces testosterone, increases estrogen, and makes those inmates more docile. Well, I mean, goodness gracious, wouldn't we just love a docile civilization if you're a power elite? Just pump the system full of fluoride in the water, give them basically neurological lobotomies with that one, and then make them all eat soy and plant. Just completely disarm any kind of testicular fortitude from society so that they can just steamroll everybody. And by the way, coming from the Gay Way pundit, alarming discovery, cancer-causing forever chemicals detected in Band-Aids enters the bloodstream through open wounds. These things called PFAS. Well, we all know how bad Chris Michaels is about pronouncing these very, very technical terms. They're referred to as forever chemicals, and wouldn't you know it, they are discovering that about 65% of the tested bandages contain dangerous levels of these items, and they could be linked to cancer. Oh, goodness gracious, how on earth did that happen? Now, let's think about this for a second. How many products within our society, drinking water, toothpaste, have these damaging chemicals? They somehow always cause cancer. And by the way, look at your pets. How many times do we hear about a dog or a cat suffering from a tumor or cancer? Makes you start to question things. Could there be some kind of shot that veterinarians are giving their animals? Or could it be the fact that we are feeding animals pretty poor diets with these canned foods that could cause these types of cancers? Same thing would apply to the basic human being, and then go further down the road with vaccines and all of that. It certainly seems as though that the power elite, the World Economic Forum stooges, they want to reduce this population in the worst way possible. You can find old clips of people like Ted Turner and a few others where they talk about how the human population is too much. In fact, they want to reduce it to about 500 million people. I mean, there's also on the Georgia Guidestones that were blown up a few years ago. So when you're talking about that, and when the Earth is approaching 8 billion with a B, you're talking about a massacre, and these people want it to happen. They can't go overboard. They can't have a nuclear war because it's too damaging to the planet itself and a whole bunch of other esoteric implications that go along with a nuclear war. You're talking about gravity-altered devices and also potentially time travel. Hello, CERN. And all of that. So you can't do that. But what can you do? You can try and do a slow kill method, which is exactly what we're seeing now. All these people, by 2030, they're going to have cancers. They're going to have weakened immune systems. They're going to have immunodeficiency. On and on we can go here. And it's really, really sad because these political types, the ones that you and I elect to office, they work for us, right? Not likely. They do not care either, because why? They know that their family is going to be taken care of as long as they do the bidding of Big Pharma. I don't know if you can hear this, but the official program observer, Chi-Chi the Parakeet, is chiming in, and she is doing an excellent job with it. Thank you very much, Chi-Chi. So, you got people like Speaker Johnson. Everybody thought Speaker Johnson, Republican, he's going to be the one that sets everybody straight. He replaced McCarthy because McCarthy is so corrupt, and that's it. Well, now MTG, blowhard, Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, is questioning whether or not Mr. Johnson is blackmailed because he's done a complete departure over abortion, illegals, DOJ funding, and also a $60 billion gift to the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine. So why is this happening? It's because these people that get elected into office, they don't work for us. They work for the highest bidder. The highest bidder being whatever big industry donor they receive checks from. It's not that hard to understand this. However, Speaker Johnson is supposed to be the guy. He's going to put everything into place. It's not happening. It's not happening. It is the situation as normal. Why do they do this? It's because once they're elected, they can keep getting elected. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump is elected again. We all know, at best, Donald Trump is going to get one more term. At best. Legally, that's all he can do. So these elected officials, like Johnson, they say all of this stuff. But does it really matter? No, it doesn't. So Ms. Green said he did nothing to secure the border. That's exactly correct. Right now, the Biden administration has the most foreign-born workers in any presidential administration in the history of forever. More than Obama, more than Clinton, more than Bush, more than Trump. It actually flatlined during Bush. But the Biden administration replaced American workers with foreign-born workers, illegal or otherwise. He completely changed who he was, says Ms. Green, funded the FBI, gave them a brand new building, fully funded the DOJ that is persecuting everyone on the right and actually targeting presidential candidates like Trump. We know who Mike Johnson was, and we don't know who he is anymore. So she kind of stumbles over here. She says, I can't comprehend it. So we know that we're in for a rough ride. We know that this isn't going to be an easy election cycle because we are starting to see the cracks in the porcelain. The Republicans don't care. The Republicans do not want another Donald Trump because it's far too easy to work with a homogenized agenda where both parties work to the same goal, but they say different things to mollify their base, right? The Democrats are, oh, we're all about reparations. Oh, we're all about equal rights. And then what do? They don't do any of that. The Republic, oh, we're all about the Constitution. We're all about 2A. Oh, we're all about low tax. Do they do any of this? No, of course not. They're all working towards a dystopian-style fascistic government. They're all saying whatever it is they need to say to get your vote. And even then, we don't even know if these votes are actually valid anymore. It looks like these elections are actually selections, and it's not us doing the selections. And they are implementing the policies that would continue down this dark road. So, what else does this mean for us? Now, this has to do with the eclipse a little bit. And I'm hoping I can get to everything real quick, so I may start talking rather fast. So, buckle up, sit down, let's see if I can get to this. Epic Times, leaked files from Transgender Association, shocking and horrific admission. So, what do we have here with all of this? A shocking and horrific admission. To sum it up, they are basically going after people with mental issues. We've brought this up many times. WPATH, World Professional Association for Transgender Health, reveal that widespread medical malpractice on children and vulnerable adults are rampant. The WPATH files show that what is called gender medicine is neither science nor medicine, said the reporter Schellenberger. I think we've brought this up a few times. The experiments are not randomized, double-blind, or controlled. It's not medicine since the first rule is to do no harm. That went out the window during COVID, and that requires informed consent. So what does that say to us? it really says that the gender doctors are basically doing whatever it is they want to do and say whatever it is they have to say to get these kids to go through these surgeries. And you've got a lot of stupid effing parents out there that truly believe a five-year-old is going to know what their gender and sexual preferences are for the rest of their lives. A five-year-old still believes in Santa, and you expect them to tell you, an adult, what they are going to like sexually and how they want to portray themselves gender-wise for the rest of their lives, somehow, possibly, another 8 decades into the future from a five-year-old? No, these parents are stupid, and they still fall for this left and right. So these gender doctors, they're going in there and say, well, what do you want? Do you want a gender-affirmed child, or do you want a dead child? Could you imagine a doctor telling you that when your child is depressed? Maybe your child is a cutter. Maybe your child is having a lot of issues at school. Could you imagine what you as a parent are going to do? Well, it's a doctor telling me this. The doctors know best. I should trust the doctors. Yes, somehow you're still falling for that line after COVID. They know best. My five-year-old is actually, it's not Michelle anymore. It's Michael. So there we go. Everything is solved. But what they're really doing here is they're going after the mentally vulnerable. They're telling parents that they know best, that the only way this child is going to survive is if they get gender-affirming care. No, that's not really what is happening here. Remember what they're going through. Remember what these kids are being put on. Puberty blockers and also hormones. We find out that these hormones that they're pumping the kids with, they're full of awful things, and kids are getting cancerous tumors on livers and other organs of their body. They're pumping them through with, like I said, the puberty blockers. You know what all of this does? It sterilizes children. This is soft population control. It sterilizes them throughout their lives. And then once you start lobbing off all of the mammaries and genitalia, forget about it. You are done. You're looking at people that are, now this doesn't mean all of them, so let's get that clear. You're looking at people that have genuine problems mentally. They are troubled people and they need real help. Look at all of these people, and I implore you to do this. Next time you see some of these, you know, woke transgender communists and all that, look at their arms, look at their legs. A lot of them are cutters. Cutters being they are massively depressed and they cut themselves right on their arms. And so a lot of them have tattoos, a lot of them have sleeves or whatever. It's because they're trying to cover up those scars and those cuts. So let's just extrapolate that a little longer. Oh, I'm depressed. Oh, I no longer think that I am this gender that I was born into. What are you going to do? Oh, I know. I'm going to create a fake phallus, a faux phallus, and I'm going to remove my memories. What do you do when you create a faux phallus? They literally cut off the flesh from your arm or your thigh. Now that person has a massive, massive scar, the size of their arm, the size of their leg, and that is made into an artificial penis. And on top of it, being that this depressed cutter is going through gender-affirming care, and they got both of their boobs lobbed off, they now have a massive scar from armpit to armpit across their chest. If that doesn't further the person's idea that cutting is the answer for my depressed condition, I don't know what else is. These are not doctors. These are macabre morons that are taking advantage of very vulnerable people. And luckily, from Modernity News, 15-year study, vast majority of children grow out of their gender confusion. Landmark study conducted over the past 15 years concludes that most children who experience confusion regarding their gender identity grow out of it. So in other words, you're telling us it's a phase carried out in the Netherlands. And it involved 2,700 students or children from 11 to their mid-20s. And by age 25, just 4%, 1 in 25, said that they often or sometimes felt discontent with their gender. In other words, it is a natural occurrence for a child to start looking differently at their body and potentially say, hey, wait a minute, what is it like to be more feminine? What is it like to be more masculine? Tomboys and all the rest. It's not anything that should cause a parent to say, oh, my child was born into the wrong body and I'm going to help them in any way possible. Yeah, by the way, look at the parents and determine what color pastel hair they decided to dye for this month. And then we can really put it all together. Now, what does this mean? How does this get into the eclipse? Well, there is an occultish background to all of this. Solar eclipse, that's what everything is going to go down on Monday with. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon covers the sun and poof, we have almost nighttime conditions. Now, we brought up what these states are doing. Oh, states of emergency. Oh my gosh, what else do we have? We make sure your cars are charged, your phones are charged. You could potentially need up to 2 to 3 days worth of food during this because we don't know what's going to happen. But it's all of the visitors from all over the world. They're going to be in the path of the eclipse. That's why we're putting out this warning, according to New York State Police. No, the New York State Police sound like they're going to say that, there was a grid failure and we ain't got no more power. The only way through this is to set up 15-minute cities, to set up smart grids and all the rest. Now we need more funding. Now there's a state of emergency, on and on. So the solar eclipse, essentially, if you're doing this esoterically, brings supercharged energy, change, rebirth, new beginnings, urge you to turn your gaze inward, urges you to reflect upon yourself. It is literally a rebirth. Why? It's the sun, the all-giving God's sun that goes through the sky, right? It is being covered by the moon. It is now being covered. God's giving light and life is being shadowed for a brief moment. That it means it is a birth, it is a death, and then a rebirth. On the other side of the eclipse, you then become a new being, a new human. You have a new lifestyle. You are charged with something. It's a very, very, if you're going down this road, very, very good way to manifest new aspects of your life. But if we go down the road of esotericism, I want to bring up something called the root races. And this comes from the secret doctrine from Blavatsky. So if you real quick, you've got these root races, and these are essentially the 7 major lifetimes of the human being. They go back millions and millions of years, and you have to understand that human beings weren't necessarily physical for all of their timelines. So that's the first thing you've got to get into your head, is that it doesn't necessarily mean it's a physical human that we're talking about here. And these root races, we are on the 5th root race, if I'm not mistaken. There have been births and deaths of all these human races, and each root race has a number of sub-races. There's going to be 7 root races overall. I think there's 4 sub-races in each root race. So you start to get that trickle down. So let's go through this real quick. First root race, ethereal or astral. They were the self-born, so they just thought and created new beings. The second race had a sound language, to wit, chant-like sounds composed of vowels alone. The third root race developed in the beginning a kind of language that was only a slight improvement in the various sounds of nature. And this was almost mimicking gigantic insects and the like. Now, this third root race is not what you think it is. This third root race was in fact corporeal, and it was also called the sweat-born or the egg-born. And that means what? This third root race, and into the beginning of a little bit of the fourth root race, human beings were born through what they, if you were to picture it, right? I'm going to sum this up. Almost like a frog, right? Almost like a frog's eggs. So you had human beings on, let's just say, leaves or tree bark, right? And they were almost like in an egg structure. And then the human being gestated in those eggs, and then poof, you have the human being and able to interact all across humanity, right? All across the plain. They weren't as refined as we are today, but you get the idea with all of this. The other little aspect with that is that the third root race is androgynous, and a little bit of the fourth root race is also androgynous. So do you see where this is going? They're trying to turn back humanity's progression with all of this. And it is also tied to some of the moon. There were moon races and all of that. So the moon, being that it looks the way it does currently, at some point, if you're to believe the esoteric angle of all of this, was actually populated. It actually was flourishing, and there were actually beings living on there. And it didn't look like a desert. It didn't look like the cratered landscape we all have grown to love. So those humans migrated here. But what you're not completely aware of with these people, with these elites, right, is that everything they do has an occult angle to it, right? They know the occult secrets behind all of this. And oh, by the way, the fourth root race is what we would consider Atlantis and all of those. You're talking about, you know, what you see in Central America, what you see in South Africa and all of that. That is basically the fourth root race, and we are the fifth root race. And in the fourth root race, instead of being these androgynous beings, they split apart, right? They are now forced to give birth with what we do today, which is bumping uglies, to be technical about the whole thing. But what these elites are trying to do with this transgender movement and corrupting, or I should say it this way, not helping people with genuine mental disabilities, is they're trying to turn back mankind's progression. This isn't what we are. This isn't the final version of the human. There is a further human along the way. And if you're to believe, I think Rudolf Steiner, this new human race is supposed to start to emerge in the American Southwest. And I can probably say that's true, just living on both coasts. But what they're trying to do is turn back the progression physically of the human being, because as above, so below. So you can influence the above, the spiritual, the etheric human, by manipulating the physical human, right? That's why they are trying to create human chimeras. That's why they're trying to turn back the clock, right? They want the human back into the fifth or the third less refined human root race, because the elites, they want to progress. They want to have a better human physique. They want to control us. That's what's really going on here. And they're going to try and do that. They're going to try and push this further after the eclipse, after the rebirth, after the new agenda takes place. Watch it. You're going to see a whole bunch of different kinds of rhetoric that only propagate this ridiculous woke behavior after April 8th. That's going to be it for me. You know what I do. I am on with Greg Bolden with his podcast. We do the wrap-up for Friday. You can watch that live on X. And I'm also on now back on Unleashed on the America Out Loud Network on Monday nights, 7 p.m. That you can listen to over on any of your podcasting platforms. It's the Last Call Podcast. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back starting on Monday. Hopefully, I will not be as low energy as I was this week, just getting back into the groove of things after going on sabbatical. And you know what to do. Like me. Find me. Share me. Spread me around. If you want an 8x11.5 glossy of myself that glows in the dark, I can do that for you to get the podcast out there. Enjoy your weekend. Remember to be the brilliant, lovable fuzzball that I am, just instilled in you. Take it. I am talent that you can have, that you can access at a moment's notice through any of your podcasting platforms. This is Chris Michaels.